The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Today is Friday, the 1st of May, Zion ER. I am Rabbi Meir Goldberg. Good morning. I would like to speak today about a topical theme to do with this week's parasha. Parashas Achronim Ve'etz Kedoshim, there's much to talk about. But I would like to discuss, for now, I would like to talk about the beginning of the parasha of Avodas Yom Kippurim, which is a very interesting parasha. And particularly, I'd like to start off discussing the Shnei Seirim, the carbon of the Shnei Seirim, the Sarel Hashem, the Sarel Azazel. I'd like to speak about that and then move on and discuss the very big chiddush of the Vilna Gaon that he said on this week's parasha. I'd just like to start by thanking the organizers for giving me this opportunity from my house to give this share, and of course all the shamim who also listen. This is, I think, the mamash akim of yifutzu my nesecha chutzo. My honest normally means the springs, but the Torah is being streamed live out, and shvitak bizeicha to all the yeshuas and the chomers, didishav v'shalem together with all the on the Chol Yisrael, and amongst all the Chol Yashvi Tevel, and the Ezra Shem, she got back into Beis HaMedrash and have it turn away in our usual place. So I'd like to start with going through a few psukim, just to get into the sugya. So the Torah tells us, V'lokach eshnei hasirim, that the Kohen takes the shnei hasirim, the two goats, the hemid oisom, the shnei Hashem, and he places them before Hashem, Pesach Oil Moed. They go to the front, to the entrance into Oil Moed. The Nasan Aharon of Shnei HaSirim, and Aharon places on the two Sirim Gerolos. He puts lots, Gerol Echad Lashem, as we know. One Gerol is Lashem, the Gerol Echad Lazazel, and the other Gerol is for which goat is going to Lazazel. The Hikiv Aharon Tassar Asher Olav Olav Gerol Hashem. Aaron is makriv, he brings the fnai lifnim, the dam of the sorir, which was Lashem, was al chatos, he makes him to come chatos, so sorir, asher olav, hagori lazazel, but the sorir, which was drawn for lazazel, yom adchai lifnei Hashem, lechaper olav, leshalach oisir lazazel chamidbara. This, the sorir lazazel gets taken to the midbar, to the gezerah, as we know, it's thrown down the tzuk, it's thrown down the rock, and it's torn literally to pieces. That is the avodah of the two seirim. This carbon shnei seirim, b'shrat tzol azazel, is a very enigmatic mitzvah in the Torah. The Chazal tell us it's one of those mitzvahs that the goyim are melagleg, just like parah aduma. This is also one of them. And I'd like to discuss a little bit what ramazim we can find in the Shnei Seirim. There's many different machshavas which are said, and I would like to discuss one which is said over by the Ber Yosef, a very difficult idea by the Ber Yosef, Yosef Zandor Salam, who has a very beautiful piece on about the Shnei Seirim. So let's start. So I'd like to start with the Gemara in Yuma. So the Gemara in Yuma says, Toshma, Vasol Chatos. Our pasuk says Vasol Chatos. You make the soil azazel into a carbon chatos. Sorry, Tashma Vasol Chatos is talking about the soil Hashem. Vasol Chatos. Hagoyrol is soil Chatos. The goyrol makes the carbon into a chatos. Vein Hashem oisehu Chatos. But the shame, meaning normally when you have a korban, you're makdish it, kedushas peh, with your mouth, you say, this is an oilah, this is a shlomim. Right, over here, it's the goyrol, is the actual lot that takes place, that is what is determining whether it's a korban l'Hashem, korban l'Azaz. It cannot be determined through the kedushas peh of the kohen. And says the Gemara there, Shiyachol, I may have told Aloy Dinhu, I'll make a korban chayma. Over ma'aba makim shalai kiddush ha-goyrol, in a normal place where the goyrol is not makadish, for example. So where else do we have a situation of two korbanos coming together, pairs of korbanos? So we had that recently with a korban yuladas, right, where she brings a chas from the oila, and the zomna zavos, they bring a pair of birds, they bring one for chas, one for an oila. In those cases, to determine which is the chas and which is the oila, that can only be done through Kedushas Peh. That can't be done. You can't do a girl and say which is the chatos of the yeledes and which is the oil of the yeledes. That has to be done. The woman brings the carbon and she says, this is for my chatos, this is for my oil. So it says the Gemara, Madoch in a place where the girl is not Makadesh Kiddush Hashem, the determining of Kiddush's Peh is a Kiddush. It works through your utterance, Malkin Shkidish HaGoyrol in a Din Shikadish Hashem, and Kol Shkain, by Sol Hashem HaZazel, that where we do see Goyrol works, that Kol Shkain Kiddush Hashem should also work. I'm learning about Sol Chatos, HaGoyrol also Chatos, in Hashem also Chatos. Like Shneis Irem, there's a unique halacha, that only the Goyrol can determine which is the Chatos and which is HaZazel. Kedushas Peh will not do that for us. So the question is, what is this unique halacha in Sori La'azazel and Sori La'ashem that it has to be determined only through Goyrol? So Rabbi Yosef brings a very fascinating medrash, and the medrash is based on a very well-known story in Nach. This is a story, a historical confrontation of the Nevi'e Abal and the Eliyahu and Har Carmel. That famous, fantastic story, the story which culminates in Hashem Wa'alekim, which is the culmination of Avodah and Yom Kippurim. So the pasuk there says as follows. So the background there is that Eliyahu is challenging the Nevi'e Abal to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the true God. So he says to them, Eliyahu says to them, this is what it says in Malachim, that v'yitnu lonu shnayim parim, it should be given to us two parim, v'yivcharu lohem hapara echod, and they will choose one of the parim, one of the oxen for a carbon, v'yosim ala eitzim, and they'll put the carbon on the wood, v'eish lo yosimu, but we won't put any fire there. And so the liyov v'ani esas hapara echod, and I'll put the other par, so we'll take two parim, you take one, I'll take the other one. And I'll make the par echad from the sate ala eitzim eishayosim. I'll put it on the fire, and I'll put it on the wood, on the minus veach, the eishayosim, and I won't put fire there either. Ukrasem, and you shall call Hashem Eloheichem. Vani yekra b'shem Hashem, and I'll call in name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hoyo elekim ha-sheyana v'eishu elekim. And the one, the God who answers, that will be the one, that will be the true proof of who the British Elim is. So Eliyahu says to Nevi Abal, look, there's two parim over here. You don't tell me that perhaps I got the better par, and that's why my God answered my carbon, and your God didn't answer your carbon. You choose, Bachu lachem apar echad, v'asir sheina, you do it first. And so says the next passage, v'yikus apar, it says that the Nevi'e Abal, they took the par that Eliyahu gave to them. So, this begs the question, and Chazal asked the question, why Asher Nosan Lehem? There were two parim there, he took one, and they took the other one. So why Vayikves HaPar Asher Nosan Lehem? So the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah, Chapter Chof Gimel Tes, the Medrash discusses this point. And the Medrash says that we can learn from Parish Eliyahu. And the Medrash is a very interesting Medrash. And I'd like to read out the Medrash. The Medrash says as follows. B'shar sh'amah Eliyahu l'ovdei ha'baal. So when Eliyahu said to the ovdei ha'baal, Bachu lachem ha'par echad. Choose the first par. But after Hashem, you do it first. So niskatu arba meza chamishu nevi ha'baal. There were 450 nevi ha'baal. Ba'arba meza v'chamishim nevi ha'shera. And there were 450 nevi ha'shera. It's not clear whether Nevi Asherah was still there at this point, but I'll call upon him. It says there were 450 Nevi Baal, and the Medrash says that there were also 450 Nevi Asherah, 900 people. V'lo yachlu lozuz es raglo min aretz. They couldn't budge that har. It would not go. Re'im achsiv shom, v'yitnu lon shnayim parim, etc. Me'os Eliyo. So he said, Eliyahu said to them, choose for you Shnei Parim. This is what the Medrash said. To Aimim, these two Parim, they were twins, Me'im Achas, they came from one mother. Hagdelim Almira Echod, they were nourished, they were nurtured in one pasture. They grazed in one pasture. V'atilu Aleim Gairolois, Echad Hashem V'Echad Hashem Abau. So make a Gairol, one for the Shem, one for the Baal. Ubachu lachem par echot, and they chose one par, and the one which came to Eliyahu, par to Eliyahu miyad nishach acharav, that par of Eliyahu followed him straight to Eliyahu. But par shalom shem abal niskabsu kol nevi abal, all the nevi abal, all the asher came together. But leyachlu lozu, they couldn't move as ragloi, the par wouldn't go. Ach pascha Eliyahu. So Eliyahu turned around to this par, and he said to the par, to this ox, and he said, Lechi Moim. He says, you have to go with them. You have to go with the Nevi'ah Baal. The Hishva par. So on to the par. He said, in front of all the Nevi'im, the Nevi'ah Sheker, he says, Ani, and Kal Yisrael was standing there. Ani v'chaver yotzoni betan echod. We came out of one mother. But he has fallen into the chedek of the Ben Shalom. The power that you've taken, Elio, that's going to be offered up as a carbon of the Shvaruchu. Am I going to be fall into the chedek of the Baal and anger Chas v'Shalom the Ben Shalom? So Amal Elio. So they all said to the par, al tiro, have no fear, lechi mahem, bal yimtzu alilo, shekeshem sheshmoi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu miskadish al oisish imi, just like the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miskadish to the par that's with me, kach miskadish alecho, similarly, it's going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu shemayim from the par that doesn't get off of that, that goes to Nevi'ei Habal. And on that says the power of Shavu, if that's what you're telling me, Shavu she'eni zog mikan ashram t'shem v'yodam, I will not move until you give me over to the Nevi'ah Baal. And that's what it says, v'yiku es ha'par t'noson lahem. Eliyahu took the power. We asked earlier, why did Eliyahu take it? Why didn't the Nevi'ah Baal take it? He had to take Eliyahu. V'mi noson lahem Eliyahu. So this teaches us, we see over here, that says, that here again, we have two Purim. They both had the same background, the same opportunities, the same circumstances. Yet one fell to Lashem, and one fell to Nevi'ah Baal. So they both in Makad Hashem Shemayim. But look how different, says the Yosef Zundel, look how different each one is ultimately being Mikadish Shem Shemayim. In fact, this, before I go further, there's an interesting idea of Rav Chaim Shalevitz. He adds on this medrash, he says that, could you imagine, 450 or even 900 Nevi'ah Baal, they couldn't budge this par. Eliyahu, on his own, he was doing the Ratzon Hashem. Nothing would stop him. This par, the par went, no resistance. But upon him, says Ber Yosef, this is very interestingly similar to the Shnei Se'irim. Said Rabbi Yosef, the Mishnah says in Yuma, Shnei Sirei Yom HaKippurim. Mitzvasam Shiyu Shneem Shavim B'mara U'v'Koyma U'v'Domim. Right? As we know, the mitzvah of the Shnei Sirim, although they should both be similar, they should look the same height, they should cost the same, L'kichasam Ke'echot, and they should have been bought at the same time as well. The halacha of the Shnei Sirim have to be as similar as possible. Yet, how different are the destinations of these two Seirim? On the one hand, you have the Soil Hashem. The Soil Hashem, it goes into the Kodesh HaKodashim, it goes into the place when
Kol Halashon.
No person can enter apart from the Kohen Gadol only on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year. That's where the Soil Hashem goes. The Soil Azazel, where does that end up? The Soil Azazel ends up in the Eretz Gzeira. It's taken to a place far out, far, far away. It's taken not by a Kohen. Any person, a Zara, can also take it. It doesn't have a Shechita. It doesn't have at all the Kedusha that is applied to the Soil Hashem. Says, Yisrael Zundel, he says, now this is the idea that you have two things. You have two people, exactly the same opportunities, exactly the same background, exactly the same talents, yet their destinations can be so different. And he says that's the Remez on Yom Kippurim. He brings the Rambam, the very famous Rambam. The Rambam says, G'day l'tshuva sh'mkarev esodon l'shchina, sh'nemar, Shuva Yisrael al Shem Lekecho. And says the Rambam, he says, about Shuva, he says, HaTshuva Mekarevetz HaRechoikim. In an incredible way, Shuva is Mekarev HaRechoikim. And I'll show you this, Sonu Lifnei HaMokoyim. Yesterday, a person was Sonu Lifnei HaMokoyim, Meshukot, Meruchot, Kayeva. He was an abomination. V'hayoyim hu ohuv v'nechmod karev yidid. He's loved, he's a pleasure, he's close to Ben Shalom. He's even a Yedid of the Rebbein Shalom. And this all happened on Yom Kippurim. So he says as follows. He says the Remez of the Shnei Sirim is two people are entering into Yom Kippur. They're exactly the same. They have the same Averis. They have the same mitzvahs. They have the same talent, same opportunities. All they have to do is tshuva. A person does tshuva, suddenly that switch is flipped and a person is a completely different person. That, all these similarities, if you don't do that tshuva, then your difference is going to be as far as Soil Hashem and Soil Azazel. And similarly, if you do tshuva, you're going to end up in the holiest place where it's possible for a yid to end up. The mitzvahs are, the averus are nidden kischuyot. That says, that is the message of Shnei Seirim. The idea of Shmuel Shafal Hirsch says an idea. He discusses something similar by Har Grizim Har Evil. He says that the Shvaruch Hu wanted the Klalos to be said on Har Grizim and Har Evil. So, what is the significance of Har Grizim and Har Evil? So, we know that Har Grizim and Har Evil both are in Shechem, and the two mountains opposite each other. Har Grizim is a beautiful, lush, covered in vegetation. And whereas Ha'evel is this barren mountain, two completely different results, two completely different places. One is so fruitful and yet one is so bare. And yet, both these mountains, they have the same climate, they have the same rain, they have the same sunshine. So what's the difference? So John Paul Hirsch, he says it's about the mountain. Har Grizim was a makabel. It was had within it, it had the nutrients that allowed it to sustain itself and to flourish. Har Evel, in the pnim of Har Evel, you can give all the chetzenis you want to it. You can give all the benefits to it that allowed Har Grizim, but internally that switch is not flipped. Nothing is going to happen. So on that, says the Yisrael Zundel, he says that the Shnei Seirim, he said the idea of it having to be fixed, of the Goyro, is because this, normally when a person makes a choice between two things, so there has to be a distinguishing factor. He says that the similarities between the two are so great, there's no mokum for a person to be machriya in that choice. That can only be something which is determined by Rabbeinu Shlomo. And yet, he says, and that just demonstrates the similarities between them. But the message is that you are so similar, make sure that you don't end up so far from each other. I'd just like to add another point to do with this parasha, to do with the parasha of Lavrit Yom Kippurim. The time is short, so I'm going to be mekatzer. But there's a very, very famous God. The parasha starts off by Dabar Hashem. Our parasha starts off by Dabar Hashem. On Moshe, Achrei Moshe, Nevin Aaron, Kavosom, Lifnei Hashem, Vayimusu. And Rashi, famous Rashi, Rashi brings down over there that why are we mentioning the death of Ne'aron? So Rashi says, Matam Lema. So Rashi brings the Medrash, that's a mashal. Yeah, the Torah is telling us a mashal of a chayla who went to a doctor, and the doctor said to him, don't eat this and don't eat that, it's not good for you. And then another person went to the doctor, and the doctor said to him, don't do this and don't do that, just like Pliny, who did that and he died. So that was obviously more effective. So that the parasha is introducing us to the parasha of the Kohen going into Besach, into the Heichon's gates to Shir Kadoshim, and therefore it's being matimit with the Mitzvah Ne'arim. But in fact, the Gemara in Gittin says that this parasha of Achrei Moshe was actually said on Yom Shemini Lemiluim. And Rashi then, Gittin, Rashi's bothered, why Be'emes was this parasha? Why did it need to be said then, Yom Shemini Lemiluim, right? Aaron HaKohen is not going to do the Avet Yemek for him. Yom Shemini Lemiluim was a Shreit Shnissan, right? Yom Kippur is not for another 6 months. So why was it necessary then to give the mitzvah of the Avet Yemek Purim? And the Chochmas Sodom is a very, very famous shtickle from the Chochmas Sodom. So this is printed in the back of the Chochmas Sodom in by Halachas Chevei Kedusha. So he has a number of kashas. So one kasha the Chochmas Sodom asks is, he says, first of all, in all other Moedim we find that the introduction to the parish of the Moedim is introduced by the date of that Moed. Let's say, by Sukkot it says, it's on the 15th of Tishri, on the 15th of that month, etc. And then you'll have a mitzvah to do, whether it's Kapis Tamari, whether it's Sukkah. Right, over here, if you go through the whole parsha of Achrei Moshe, there isn't a mention when this is done. It doesn't say anywhere this is on Yom Kippur. Only right at the end, as the parsha it says, V'hoysa lachem l'chukat oylam, right at the end of the parasha, it mentions that this was done on Yom Kippur. So that's one of the big questions. Why was the date of this parasha, why was it not mentioned until the end of the parasha? That's question one. Another thing is we find that the Aharon is mentioned Kiseda throughout the parasha. It says Hikiv Aharon, Hikiv Aharon, Venosan Aharon. Why Aaron? Why is Aaron mentioned the whole time? Aaron happened to be the Kohen Gadol at the time. But Aaron wasn't the only Kohen Gadol who was going to do Avodas Yom Kippurim. So we don't find by the other, the Kavanos HaMosafim, we don't find that Aaron is mentioned or the Kohen, okay, maybe it wasn't Dafka Aaron then, but what is this dogish on Aharon? Another question the Gaon asks, actually, the Gaon is very, it's very interesting, is that we have a Kabbalah, Talal HaMishim Sinai, that there were five Tevilos on Yom Kippurim. That for every change of Begodim, from the Kohen had to put on his Big Day Zav and the Big Day Lav on, there were five Tevilos. Now, if you look in the Parsha, the way the order of the Pesukim, it's clear, from the Parsha, that first, obviously, the Kohen would have to do the Red Seyo in the Talmud, so he put his Big Day Zav. That would require one Tevila. After that is mentioned all the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. So that would require, obviously, a change into the Big Day Lavan. And then after the Kohen Gadol did again the rest of the Avodah Zarah, etc. So then you'd have to chin again. So that would give us three tefillin. So the Gemara says that even though from the parasha there would only see three tefillin, but really there were five. So you're going to have to say, says the Gemara, that actually the carbon of the Eloh Ha'om, yeah, that was brought in between the Avodah Zarah and Kippurim, between the Avodah Zarah and Kippurim and taking out the Machta from the Beis HaKodesh HaKadoshim, in order to necessitate another to change of clothing, that's five tefillin. So as the Gaon, he doesn't understand. He says, could the Torah have not written the Parsha Keseda? What was the need for this? Says the Vilna Gaon, in fact, so it's brought down in Tunis Chai, it says Gaon, while the Meshachachma brings it down from a Sefer, the Chai Adam also brings it down. This is the Chachma Zadon. The Tamshar, Aruch HaKedish Likudon, says the Gon, that Enochan Nami, a Kohen isn't allowed to go into Kedish Kadoshim, except for Yom Kippurim. As they said in Rashi, Rashi says, that you can only go on Yom Kippur into the Beit HaKodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Gon, no. And the Gon brings the Medrash, I won't bring the Medrash down now, but the Medrash says very, very clearly, those are my Gehra Medrash, but the Medrash says that Aaron HaKoyin himself was able to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim with the avodas of Yom HaKippurim every single day when they were in the Midbar. Meaning, the Aaron HaKoyin wasn't limited to Yom Kippur to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim. And that is why, says the Chai Adon, that's why the Torah doesn't introduce it with a date, because Aaron HaKoyin could go in every day into Kodesh Kedoshim. All he had to do was do the avodas HaKteiras, he had to do the avodas Shneasirim, he had to do the Parim L'Chaira. That's what Aaron HaKohen could do. And then the Torah adds that this Avada, even if Aaron HaKohen didn't do it on a regular day, but he would have to do it on Yom HaKippurim. That's certainly a bit. Azoi Zokt the Gon, and the Sfarnoi, which Moshkoffer brings, the Sfarnoi is the Sfarnoi who says that the reason why certain Avodas basically in the commission were done on the Aaron is because there was an Onon over the Mishkan. And therefore, since there was an onan over the Mishkan, that was similar to Kibion and Erala Kaperas, and therefore, throughout the time in the Midbar, the onan was there, it was like Yom Kippur. That is the Chiddush of the Gaon. That answers these questions. That Be'emes says the Gaon, there were three tefillahs. They only needed five tefillahs on Yom Kippur. But on actually, when Aaron Kohen went in on his own, there were only three tefillahs. So, one thing comes out of the Chiddush of this Gaon. Yeah. And there's a Klichemda who says a Knech, a bit different to the way it's said over from the Gaon. The Gaon is Mashma as within an Aaron HaKohen. The Klichemda says a little bit more. He wants to say it's not only Aaron. He wants to say that Be'emus, any Kohen Gadol who would be on the Madrega of Aaron, would be able to go into Beis HaKodesh HaKadoshim every single day. It's all about the Madrega of the Kohen Gadol. Just usually, even the Kohen Gadol would reach that Madrega on Yom Kippurim, not otherwise. So, that according to Klichemda, Be'emes, and that's true even according to the Gaon, that whole Avodas Yom Kippurim is a machshir. What it's doing is, it's preparing you to be able to go to the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that, Be'emes, is something, if you'd be on the Madrega, you'd be able to do every single day. So I was just thinking that perhaps we can tie in the two ideas that we've mentioned. The Shnei Tzairim we see is about the person. The same person, same talent, same characteristics, same opportunities. On the other hand, one ends up L'Hashem, one ends up L'Azazel. It's all about flipping that switch. That's in Nefesh. In Shona, in time, we see from the Klichemda, the way he understands the Chiddush of the Gaon, the idea, that the Etzem every single day could be Yom Kippur. It's all about the person, what he's going to do with it. But Be'etzem, in time, we could raise every single Zman to Yom Kippur. And I'm not going to be Ma'arich, but there's a Shigur Tzaddik that we have looking by Machamikot Parshas of the Nesi'im, where he discusses about the Mishkan being in the Midbar, that the idea is that Mokim as well is not definitive. We don't need to be in the Beis HaMikdash for the Mokim to be Kaddish. The whole purpose of the Mishkan being Arba'im Shana in the Midbar, the Eretz Lo Yizra'ah, was to show us that in place as well, the place is not the kineya. So that's what we see. We see in Olam Shana Nefesh, we see in the side of the person, side the Zman, side the Mokim, yeah, there's no excuses. And I think that's particularly pertinent for our times, specifically now. Perhaps our Mokims are not the usual Mokims that we are to Davi Sakedesh. Our times perhaps are a little bit different also. We don't have the same times. The person might be a bit different. We don't have the outside influences. We don't have our peer pressures. We don't have our encouragement maybe from our friends, our abonim, our, you know, on a regular basis. It's all down to us. It's all down to us. Just like the Sari Lash could become a Sari Lashem. Just like the Kohen could go into the Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim and every single day if he had the right preparation. And just like the Mishkan, if the Mokim, if you Makadosh the Mokim, you can make a Kodesh even after Beit HaMikdosh. Similarly, that's our challenge now. And we now, in our small, in our Mekremis, we should do the best that we can do in Be'ezus Hashem. We should have Yeshuas, Nechamas, but Taka, we should be able to return Taka to the Beit HaMikdosh. And we should have a Gulus Shleim of Meher Bimeinu, Amen, Kol Tov, V'Tshav, V'Shkoach.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.